Well, I am glad to be back home after a bit of a vacation, and glad to get this letter out to you all, and hope that it will glorify the Lord and help you in better understanding, help us all in better understanding the character of our God. Today, September the 5th, we'll look at Jehovah Ra. This name is most often considered to mean the Lord my shepherd, and is a favorite name of God for many people. Ra is derived from Roeh, which means shepherd in Hebrew. This name reveals one who feeds and leads his flock to pasture. The combination name can also be translated as the Lord my friend. A favorite portion of scripture for many people concerning this aspect of God's character is certainly the following psalm. Psalm 23, 1 through 6. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He quiets my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou dost prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou hast anointed my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. A study of this psalm would really require much more than the 2 pages I allocate for these letters, but I'll try to give some insight regarding this name from the psalm. There is an excellent book titled A Shepherd Looks at Psalm 23 by Philip Keller that I strongly recommend. In the first verse, we notice David said that the Lord is my shepherd, and not the shepherd or a shepherd. Now, we've already discussed the name Lord used by David here, as it is Jehovah, meaning I am who I am. The holy God who created and sustains the universe and all that is in it is the individual shepherd of his people. Remember that in Israel, a shepherd was the lowliest of professions, and it was usually the youngest son, like David, who was given that job in the family. The shepherd had a 24-hour job of always caring for the sheep, but Jehovah has assigned himself the task of being our shepherd. Sheep are helpless animals, and Jehovah is the shepherd who promises that his sheep will not want. David praises God that there is nothing that is required of him as a servant of God that he will not provide. In verse 2, we read that Jehovah Ra will make us lie down in green pastures, meaning that he'll give us rest. Sheep must have perfect surroundings to be made to lie down, so God will comfort and strengthen us in all of our pressures of life, so that we can have peace and rest in green, sustaining pastures. Before we can be useful in the kingdom of God, we have to rest in him, totally confident that he cares for us. Jesus also said that he would give us rest. Matthew 11:28. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Jesus also promised us peace, John 14:27. Peace I leave with you, not peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful. In this verse, we also are promised to be led to quiet waters, not disturbed by currents and waves, so that his sheep can peacefully drink. In verse 3, David recognizes that God will restore our souls, which in the application to our life on earth means that he will guide us in our sanctification as our character becomes more conformed to his character. This process involves being led in paths of righteousness for his glory. In verse 4, we are promised his presence even in times of danger in our life on earth when he speaks of our walking in the valley of death. The walk in the world for the Christian is not all mountaintop experiences, but times of hardship, which also are used by God to further mold us in his image. Certainly, we are never as aware of the presence of God as when we are in the rough times of life. The more conscious we are of his presence, the less fear we will have of the evil in the world. The rod and the staff of the shepherd are used as means of guiding the sheep along the required paths, and God uses discipline and the counsel of the Holy Spirit to direct us in paths of righteousness. In verse 5, we are assured that God has a table of joy and peace prepared for us as we continue in the path of righteousness, even when our spiritual enemies are attacking us. Being anointed with oil is an allusion to being ordained by God for our work in the kingdom. Our cup of need will be filled overflowing so that we are fully able to perform those tasks. This psalm ends with the wonderful promise that goodness and loving kindness or mercy will always be present with us, and that we will live in the house of the Lord forever. What a glorious shepherd we have. We also read of Jesus' role as a shepherd. In John 10, 1 through 10, Jesus is the door of the sheep, and he is compared to the thief and robber who only come to steal, kill, and destroy. In comparison, Jesus came that his sheep might have abundant life. In John 10, 11 through 17, Jesus is a good shepherd who lays down his life for the sheep, knows his sheep, brings other sheep into the fold, and takes up his life again for the sheep. In John 10, 30, Jesus says that he and the Father are one, so that the continuity of the role of Jesus and Jehovah Ra is firmly established. We read of further roles of the shepherd in the life of his sheep in dealing with anxiety in Philippians 4, 6 through 7, in guarding the mind and the heart in Philippians 4, 8 through 9, and maintaining perfect peace by trusting in him, Isaiah 26, 3. Trust Jehovah to be Jehovah Ra during all of life here, and indeed we will live a life of peace and purpose as we glorify him by our service in the kingdom of God, knowing we will live in his house forever. Praise the Lord.